Encircled by the River Ribble and the M6 lies an oasis of tranquility and calm, Brockholes Nature Reserve. At the heart is the floating village hosting an artisan's market throughout the festive season. And if you arrive around dusk, you'll witness a daily memoration of starlings. Our reporter Kevin Brockbank is there to tell us more.
See, we can either sit at home with our feet on the mantelpiece and die, right, because we're retired, can do something, and we're doing something.
Peter Lightbone and his wife Iris are in their late 70s. The couple have a passionate hobby called driftwood with a twist and display their pieces at artisan markets. And he explains about a piece of driftwood he transformed into an artisan piece.
And we're doing something. We're helping with retail, making the wood. So we're helping everybody.
Well, this caught me eye because it's a piece of wood with bright lights in it.
That's a block of wood which is it can be anything, can be off a boat, off a building that's collapsed into the sea. But this is about 2.5 inches by 3 inches, so it's quite a hefty lump of wood, really. So I cut it to something like 8 inches long, and then I'd have to drill it out, hollow it out, and then drill holes big enough to take the LED lights all over it, random. That's how you get what you get. We are time rich, money poor.
Stanley Mason is a creative artist and he explains his craft.
Like painting things that are glamorous and sort of classic vintage things, and I like pop art and surrealism. Been selling prints and doing lots of commissions.
Have you been interested in art all your life?
Yeah. From my favourite hobby from when I was young, my favourite subject at primary school. I've always done it for fun and I love doing it professionally now, yeah.
And would you say you're a natural artist?
Sort of. I think I've had a lot of practice. The more I paint, the better I get.
Could you describe what we're looking at here?
This is a sort of painting I did for a Christmas card. And it's an oil painting of Mary holding baby Jesus with a blue night sky. An oil painting.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? And so that's a representation of what you do, and you turn that into a Christmas card.
Yeah. Yeah, with the text on the card as well.
Would you sell it as a picture?
Yeah.
After an amazing day, we discovered driftwood peat, recycling wood from the beach into original artisan pieces. We discovered a local artist creating stunning, colourful artwork and duplicating them into Christmas cards. From the floating village in Brockholes, Kevin Brockbank, Adelphi Radio.